The following message comes to you from the pulpit of Zion Primitive Baptist Church in Zion, Alabama. For more information, please visit us online at zionpbc.com.
I want to welcome you today to the Zion Primitive Baptist Church podcast. This podcast is an outreach of Zion Primitive Baptist Church, which is located in the Zion community near Gordo, Alabama. I'm Elder Chris McCool, and I serve as pastor of Zion Primitive Baptist Church. We are a congregation of believers in the sovereign grace of God, where families worship together through the simple practice of preaching, praying, and singing. If you live in this area or are visiting here, we would love to have you attend worship services with us. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. and every Sunday evening at 5 p.m. and the first and third Wednesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. I'm happy to note that our daily podcast is featured on Grace Alone Radio, which you can find at gracealoneradio.net. You can find the schedule on the website, and you can also download an app to your phone so that you can listen wherever you are. Grace Alone Radio is a 24-hour streaming service which carries the message of God's sovereign grace around the clock and around the world. Zion Primitive Baptist Church is located at 9487 County Road 49, Gordo, Alabama. That's near the intersection of County Road 49 and Alabama Highway 159, about 8 miles north of Gordo, Alabama, and about 10 miles northeast of Reform, Alabama. If you're interested in finding more sermons, you can go to our website at zionpbc.com. That's zionpbc.com, where you'll find all of our posted sermons, as well as a link to subscribe to our podcast. You can also subscribe to our website, which will update you every time a new sermon is posted. In the book of Nehemiah, we read about the efforts of the children of Israel to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem after returning from the Babylonian captivity. Soon into the project, discouragement arose because of persecution and because there was much rubbish laying around from when the walls were torn down. Rubbish that gets in the way of the work often causes discouragement. Join us today as we begin to look at the fact that there is much rubbish that must be dealt with today in our service to the kingdom of God.
When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were as those who fall in a dream.
For those of you that are coming on regularly on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights, you know that we've been in the book of Nehemiah. I want to go to the book of Nehemiah this morning as we close out 2024. I want to pick a verse here that I want to use as our jumping off point. It's found in Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 10. Nehemiah 4 and verse 10. And Judah said, "The strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall." Now remember the context of Nehemiah. There had been the captivity where the Babylonian Empire had come in and taken Judah captive. They had carried them away, and that was a judgment from God because of their disobedience. But now a remnant has returned.
If you may recall that the Jews went into captivity sometime around 605 BC, and they were 70 years in captivity. So around 536 BC, Zerubbabel, who was in the kingly line, but of course there was no more king of Israel anymore, but he was in David's line. He returned, and they began in 536 or so to rebuild the temple. The temple, for various reasons, didn't get built immediately. You may recall that, but that's another sermon that you go to the book of Haggai and read about that. But it took them about down to 516 BC to actually finish the temple. And then Ezra returned about 50 years later, and then about 15 years after Ezra, Nehemiah, who was the king's cupbearer there in the land of Persia. By this time, Persia had taken over Babylon. Nehemiah had a burden to go back and to build up the walls of Jerusalem. The temple had been built, some of the houses had been rebuilt, but the walls were broken down and had been burned by fire, and the people of Judah, the people of Jerusalem, were in a situation where they were mocked and they were disdained by all those living around. So in Nehemiah, the first and second chapters, we read about him going back, and they began to rebuild the walls and the gates that had been burned by fire, but almost immediately they ran into problems. Opposition came from without, from some of the enemies of the kingdom of God. And then discouragement arose from within. And we've talked about that in our series, but today I want to go back to one of the primary problems that was at issue here that caused the discouragement in the work of the kingdom of God in that day. It said there in our verse that we read, it says, "There is much rubbish. The strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish." I want to preach to you this morning about the rubbish that surrounds us. There is much rubbish, and there is a spiritual application to our situation today, some 2,500 years later. So let's talk about that. There is much rubbish. Rubbish is defined literally as the dust or powder. It comes from a root word meaning to pulverize, or that which results from stones or other material being ground together. And the idea here is that as they were going about the work of rebuilding the walls, you know, when the Babylonians came in and destroyed it, they didn't set everything neatly to the one side. You know, they didn't take, we're tearing down one of our chicken houses now. They didn't take the tin off and neatly stack it up and put the insulation in bags and all that kind of stuff. They just left it. They burned it. And it was a mess over there. We're told in 2 Kings 25 and verse 10 that all the army of the Chaldees that were with the captain of the guard break down the walls of Jerusalem round about. They just went in there and destroyed things. You know, when we started working on the building next door to convert it into a fellowship hall, you know, a bunch of us turned out to tear it down, right? We, you know, somebody said, "Well, don't you think we can, you know, we're going to hire somebody or get somebody to help us." And Brother Bob did a lot of that work, and Brother Glendon coming in here and working on this building and on that building too. And then finally we got Brother Franklin in here and he finished it up. But you know, we didn't need them. We didn't need a master builder to tear it down. You know, I was the first one to volunteer. Yeah, I can tear stuff up. I'm good at that. And we all came in and we began to tear it out. That's what the armies of the Chaldees did. They tore it out, okay? Well, there's much rubbish here. There's much rubbish. Now listen, Nehemiah, who had been in the palace of the king, he had been in a place of luxury, but he had a burden for the kingdom of God. And remember, he wasn't a preacher. He wasn't a priest. He wasn't even a prophet. He was just a regular, everyday, hardworking guy who had a high position over there, but he had a burden for the kingdom of God. And by the way, that teaches us a great lesson, does it not? That it doesn't, you know, sometimes don't we like to say, "Well, I'll let the preacher do it. I'll let the deacons do it. I'll let somebody who's been called into the ministry do it." Beloved, we've all been called into some kind of ministry in our lives. Somewhere we have a sphere of influence where we can affect people and we can share the word, the truth of God's sovereign grace with them. And we can help build up the kingdom of God. You know, I'm not talking about adding people to the role of heaven, but I'm talking about building up that which God has given us here, the place where we can come to worship and to put aside the things of the world. Nehemiah had no doubt heard about the rubbish. He had heard about it from other sources because that That verse that I just read to you from 2 Kings had already been written while the Jews were in captivity. We're told that the book of 1 and 2 Kings, and probably 1 and 2 Samuel as well, was written sometime between 560 and 548 BC while the Jews were in captivity. So Nehemiah would have had access to that scroll, to that Old Testament verse. You know, he had also, no doubt, read from Psalm 48 and verse 2 that said, "Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides thereof of the north, the city of the great king." And here you had Nehemiah, who knew what the prophets had written, what the psalmist had written about the beauty of God's kingdom and what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be beautiful for situation. It's supposed to be the joy of the whole earth. And now it was broken down. The walls were broken down and the gates were burned with fire. But he had read about that. No doubt he read about the rubbish that was there from other sources, and these Babylonians that had pulled down the very structure that had been erected to protect the city, this holy city of God. You know, we read about some rubbish too, don't we? We go back to Romans chapter 1, Romans chapter 3. We can read about the rubbish of our human nature, the rubbish that's in our lives, that gives us problems all of the time. In Ephesians chapter 2, in verse 1, after he tells us that you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, he emphasizes the fact that before we were born again, we were dead by nature. And then he describes it. He says, "Wherein in time past ye walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." See, there's some rubbish that we can read about too, that's in our lives, because I got some news for you, that when you were born again, you didn't lose that old human nature. That old Adamic nature still is within you, and there's a war going on between the flesh and the spirit within your body, within your lives. We can also read about what Jesus said about the rubbish of the world around us. In John 16:33, he said, "In this world ye shall have tribulations." There's going to be troubles in the world. I don't believe I'm preaching to a people that have had perfectly peaceful lives. I believe I'm preaching to people that are like me, that have struggled through life. They've had struggles from sin within them, the rubbish within. They've had struggles from the sin outside, the rubbish outside, the effects of sin upon our lives. I believe I'm preaching to people that have struggled in their faith walk. I believe I'm preaching to people that are struggling to be disciples and not always being victorious. Am I touching a nerve? I mean, I tell you, I hope I'm not the only one up here at this church that's had that kind of struggle, and I'm certain that I'm not. But you can read about it. But see, Nehemiah also had experienced it in his own life. He had experienced the rubble. Back over in Nehemiah chapter 2, when he got back to the land of Judah there, and he went to the city of Jerusalem, he went to see for himself. In chapter 2, in verse 12, it says, "I arose in the night, I and some few men with me. Neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem, neither was there any beast with me, save the beast that I rode upon. And I went out by night by the gate of the city, even before the dragon well, into the dung port, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire." He began to go out there and look and survey the damage and to see what was really out there. He began to experience it himself. And look at verse 14. "Then I went up onto the gate of the fountain and the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass." And then we're told he went on up in the night by the brook and went to the wall and turned back and went back home, back to where he was staying. He found out firsthand what the rubbish could do. He found out firsthand that it would slow him down, that it would block his way, that it would cause him to have to back up and refigure and go a different direction. And he had to figure out a way to navigate around it. I think about the young people in our church that maybe haven't experienced life like I have yet. I'm 57 years old. I've experienced a lot of rubbish in my life. I've experienced a lot of obstacles in my life. I think about people that are new to the church. The Bible calls them novices. That means they're new to the church of God. They're new to the faith. And sometimes, you know, we hear about the rubbish of life, but it's not the same until you experience it. And, you know, I've experienced that kind of rubbish in my own life. Have you experienced it? Have you experienced the continuing struggle with sin? Turn to Romans chapter 7 sometimes, and you'll see the Apostle Paul experienced it. Have you experienced the continuing struggle with life? Sometimes it's difficult just to stay alive. Sometimes sickness and danger lurks out there. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 8:8, there is no man that hath power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war. When I was a young man, I kept thinking I was going to reach a plateau one day where I could just kind of coast. And I could finally relax and say, oh, wow, man, I've got it. You know, I thought surely, Brother Mackey, by the time I reached 50 years old, and now especially the time I approach 60 years old, that I'd have a tail hold and a downhill pull on sin. You know, I'd be ready. I could lick it, man. I could beat it, you know, but I still struggle with it every day. I still have problems in the world. I thought, well, I'll get to this point in my life and then I can just kind of relax and take my knees and eat, drink, and be merry, and not worry about things too much. I read about a man that did that, and the Lord required his life. He took his life that night. There's no discharge in the war, and we're in a war, child of God. It's not a, you know, I've heard the old song that I've quoted many times. It's a battlefield, son, not a recreation room. It's a fight and not a game. Life is a battle, and now Nehemiah has experienced the rubbish of life that has afflicted him and affected him. And now in our text verse, he's confronting that same rubbish in others. This discouragement arose among his fellow laborers. And it says the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. These are some people, the bearers of burdens. It's a burden. Let me tell you something. The service of God is a burden, child of God. It's a lot easier not to come to church on Sunday. It's a lot easier to stay away when the doors are open. It's a lot easier to just let the old nature come out when you're angry or when something startles you in life, when you have problems in life. And these people here, these were children of God. These were his fellow laborers, people that should have been encouraging him and helping him, but they were giving up in the face of the rubbish. You know, we always had this saying that when I was working here and sort of running the DA's office, being DA, I always told my folks, don't check the too hard to do box. It's always up there in the right-hand corner of anything, right? And so many times, don't we just go up there and say, oh, well, that's just too hard to do. I'm going to check that box and move on to something else. Too often, we check the too hard to do box in our lives. And they were giving up in the face of the rubbish. They had a lot of things to clean up when they came back to build the walls. Now, it's not quite the same, but it reminds me a little bit about when we came here in 2011 and started having services at Zion in that old building over there. There was a lot of cleaning up that we had to do. We had to clean out some things that were where chairs were stacked, and you know, when they were only meeting once every other month or so, once a month, and so it kind of got musty smell, and they had to, you know, it was dusty, and Aunt Lorena done a wonderful job of keeping it up, but there were things that she had to stack here and stack there, and we had to get in there and clean it out before we could start back really having the services like we do today. We had to do the same thing, as I've already mentioned, when we decided to build this building and decided to turn that old building into the fellowship hall. We had to tear some things out and we had to clean some things up, and there was much rubbish. There was much to do here in building this building, right, Brother Bob? There was a lot to do right here in building this building. And there was a lot of times when we could have come to the point and said, you know, it's just too hard. We're going to check that too hard to do box and move on. But Paul tells us in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9, he said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. There's much rubbish, the residue, the things out there. Well, there's much rubbish. What are we talking about? Much rubbish, not just a little bit here and there. It was so much here that it was getting in the way of the rebuilding project. And I want to say to you, the rubbish in our lives, child of God, and the rubbish in our churches even, will hinder our work. So what is it that's the rubbish of our lives? Well, it can be the sin that doth so easily beset us. When you're born again, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you're quickened and made alive, yes, you are a new creature, but yes, you also have a struggle with that old man as well. And there are sins that easily beset us. And maybe your besetting sin is something different than mine, okay? There's things in my life that maybe don't bother you too much, but there's things in your life that don't bother me, but they beset me and they beset us. It can be the rubbish can be the sin that does so easily beset us. The rubbish can be the trials and the temptations and the struggles and the tribulations that inevitably arise. But the rubbish can also be the trivial, unimportant matters that pale in comparison to the work of the kingdom of God and distract us from that work. Anything that distracts us from the kingdom of God, from the work of the kingdom of God, is really rubbish in our lives. And there's a need to clean it out from time to time or we'll lose focus. So let's talk just for a minute in the time we have left about some of that rubbish. Some of it's the rubbish we see in the world. What do we see around us today? Cultural decay. A society that's no longer a Christian society, if it ever was, but certainly not pursuing Christian ideals. There's humanism, the philosophy of humanism out there that puts man on the throne of everything. There's a philosophy of nihilism or anarchy that puts nobody on the throne, said there is nobody, there is no master, there is no king or lord of my life. Truth is a rare and elusive commodity today. Truth is fluid, it's malleable, it's your truth and my truth, and if your truth is different than my truth, that's okay. If you believe 1 + 1 = 3, that's fine. If I believe 1 + 1 = 4, that's fine. Well, I can tell you this, you have the right to believe what you want to, but I'm not going to get you to build one of my bridges if you believe 1 + 1 = 4, all right? Truth doesn't change, but there is no objective standard today. Marriage is no longer defined by God's standard. Men and women can't tell whether they're men or women anymore in the society in which we live. Murder masked as choice, children sacrificed on the altar of personal convenience or even perceived necessity. Beloved, the political system out there is full of vitriol and hate and divisiveness and nothing that seems to be focused on God, but focused rather on self and selfish motives. Racism rampant from all quarters, from every side. And violence, oh my, violence run wild. I was reading a headline from AL.com about Birmingham, the city of Birmingham. And the title of the article was A Deadly Year, What's Behind Birmingham's Record-Breaking Homicide Rate? And then in parenthesis under it, it said, it's just too much. Murders rose in Jefferson County this year 9.6%, according to the statistics. I didn't get the actual number because it's changing. Every weekend there's another killing. And that's not just in Birmingham. I'm just picking on them because we're close to them and have access to that data. All over the state and all over the nation, violence is up. And all this rubbish will get in our way, all the things that the world promotes. And one of the reasons for all of the increase, I believe, in violence and crime is the lack of focus upon God's principles and the things that this nation was founded upon.
We're going to pause the message today due to the lack of time. But tomorrow we'll post the second part of this sermon about the rubbish of life that gets in the way of our service to the kingdom of God. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Zion Primitive Baptist Church podcast. Come back tomorrow as we conclude this sermon entitled, There Is Much Rubbish. And in the meantime, may the Lord bless you is my prayer.
We thank you for listening to today's message. For more information, please visit us online at zionpbc.com.